Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are tuning in. My name is Dalton Lynn.
And my name is Rios Rogers. Welcome to this week's episode of Outdoor Sportsman.
Today we will be discussing the basics of hunting and fishing, and some tips and tricks for the beginner hunters and anglers.
In this discussion, we will be accompanied with experienced outdoorsmen, Clayton Longinati.
The first topic we will be discussing today is the craziest fishing stories that we have had. And our favorite fish to catch and eat. Along with that, we will be discussing if we could be a fish, what fish and why.
So, Clayton, what is your craziest fishing story?
Oh, man. I would have to tell you, this one time I was out in the boonies, and I threw out a little, I had the bait, I had a little pet dog. Chopped them up, threw them out in the water, and I'll be darned, I got myself a big old lunker catfish, bud. Lipped that son of a gun, brought him up, and that thing weighed about, freaking, I would have to say, about 23 pounds and 4 ounces. And yeah, that's about it, and I never seen or talked to that dog again.
Well, that certainly is interesting, Clayton. So what is your favorite fish to catch?
Oh, man. Flathead channel cat, bud.
Now, why is that?
They love dogs.
That certainly is true. So now, if you could be a fish, what fish would you be and why?
I would have to pick a whale, and the fact of being that is because it has a 5 foot and 5 foot penis. That thing, man, you could straight whack-a-mole somebody with that thing.
We are now going to be moving to a more useful topic for you beginning anglers. We will be conversing in helpful tips and tricks to help bring in the biggest swamp donkeys with our guest star, Clayton Longinati. So, Clayton, do you have any helpful tips for beginning fishers?
Well, man, you just gotta know how to tie a knot, that's for sure. And,
what's your favorite knot to tie?
I like tying a slip knot.
So, do you have any other helpful tips for fishers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, back to knots. Like a noose, you know, like a noose, like the slip knot, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where they...
They're real strong knots, aren't they?
Oh, damn right. They hold 180 pounds right there, I tell you that much. They can hold 180 pounds.
Oh, so a fish isn't coming off of that thing, is it?
No, sir, man.
All right, what about bait? How do you choose what bait you like for depending on fishing situations?
Well, I go catfish a lot, so, what I usually like to do is I like to go to the local convenient pet store and, get myself a... Man, it depends. If I'm going to the river, I like getting rats, you know, big muskrats. I like them suckers. Or I like getting, dogs sometimes, but really... Turtles. I like turtles a lot, you know. Bust that shell open and get their... You know, tie on a ball sack or something. I don't even know. Throw that thing out there. But yeah, that's about it.
That does make sense. For catfishing, you can fish hand fish, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what do you have any crazy hand fishing stories with catfish?
Oh, man. Man, it goes way back when me and Andy Owen were at Lake, what was it, Tallahassee. And we're in the freaking boonies, but I tell you that much. We couldn't even see our hand, like, 2 inches under the water. Like, it was so murky, man. So, we were sticking our hands up this soft, warm, muddy hole. Like, oh, damn, it felt like my wife, man.
Anyway. Yep. Well, that is a great story to hear there, Clayton. Do you have any other tips for, like, ocean fishing, possibly?
Oh, man. Like I said, I love whale hunting, bud. Me and Andy Owen, we went whale hunting one time. Oh, man. I tell you what, you stick one of them son of a guns with a spear gun, oh, they screeching, bud.
All right, thank you. Thank you for filling us in. I hope this is helpful to the beginner fishers out there.
On top of that, Clay, what would you just like? What do you like to use as equipment?
Like a fishing pole?
Well, yeah, but come on.
Are you asking me what my favorite fishing pole is, Dalton?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite fishing pole is the Dock Demon 3000 because very agile. You know, it's about 3 feet long, like myself. And, you know, I could usually like going to the local ponds and college fishing spots, you know. It's really good for them lunker channel catch because it can hold on a good piece of meat, you know, like the bait I use.
They're real sturdy, aren't they?
They're sturdy. You could throw on a freaking pet. We'll get into that later. But, you know, they're really good for ruining some pretty big lunkers like catfish and
now what other fishing spots do you like to go to?
I really like Lake Lake Mushroom Palace because it has a lot of fish in it, that dingum thing, man. I tell you that much. Every cast you make, you're pulling in something. It could be a bike, it could be a fish, it could be a brown trout, it could be freaking it could be a freaking monkey, kid. Like dead gum. It could be anything, man. If you get lucky, if you throw that thing in a freaking tree, you could probably pull out a raccoon, man. All
right. So, all of these tips and tricks would not be of any good use without the right equipment. Lucky for you, Bass Pro Shops is here for your everyday hunting and fishing needs.
And now to our commercial break. At Bass Pro Shops, we have a very wide inventory ranging from fishing boats to tasty jerky for your everyday hunting and fishing needs. So make the right choice by shopping at Bass Pro Shops. Make a trip today, Manteca, California. Let's move on to the land and discuss hunting and the wildlife.
All right.
In this section of this week's podcast, we will be discussing each of our favorite hunting stories. On top of that, we'll be sharing some tips for our new hunters.
All right.
So, Clayton, what is your favorite hunting story that you have to bring to us today?
Oh, man, dude. One time I was in Africa, and we were on a safari hunt. And we saw this thing, man. I tell you, this dagum animal was probably like 70 feet tall. The neck was just
what,
a freaking tree.
What was it? Was it spotted too?
Yeah,
long and yellow, huh?
Yeah, it's yellow, black, spots all over that town. And next thing you know, I was ready, my sights lined up, about ready to pull the trigger. And then I see this thing with big old tusks, like a freaking, I don't even know, got big old ears, freaking fat old thing. And then as soon as then that thing went over there to the big long yellow thing, was about ready to fight it, and all of a sudden, a freaking tiger come up behind me and just bit my ear, man. I was like, what the? I was like, get that thing out of my face, man. I know. I was just tackling. I was wrestling this daggum tiger. And all of a sudden, just the freaking yellow thing and the big gray thing was fighting. And the freaking lion was over here eating my freaking ear. I was straight wrestling that son of a gun. Straight snapped that guy's neck. Used him as a stand for my gun. Pulled up the scope. And I took a shot at that son of a gun. And I freaking daggum missed it, man. That big old yellow spotted thing ran away from me.
Oh, that sounds close. Did you at least get the big old gray thing?
No, that gray, yeah. Well, the bullet missed and freaking snapped that guy right in the head. Big old gray thing dropped, man. I went over there and I found out that it was illegal to shoot, so I buried that thing. But I took the tusks, don't worry.
Did you get any help with burying that thing? That's a pretty big animal right there, huh?
Yeah, I called up my buddy Andy Owen. He brought a couple shovels. And then we found out that it's going to take about a week to bury it. So, because it's so freaking big. So then me and my buddy Owen, we got a freaking excavator, bud. Big old freaking claw thing. And we're just digging hole, man.
So Clayton, do you have any helpful tips for beginner hunters out there? Oh, excuse your cough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know, freak, man. Whatever you do, just don't go to Africa. Don't hunt in Africa, man. There's a lot of things out there. that you do not want to be getting eaten by. So
very dangerous with all the animals out there and environment. It's just, I've heard stories of it. It's just not, does not sound like a place to go to hunt.
No way, Jose.
But what about hunting equipment? What is your favorite gun to use for large animal game?
300 Minwag or 300 Winchester with a double barrel, with the cock back, with lever action, FMJ on it, a cock sight with a lever action.
Does it also have a silencer on it?
No, we want to be loud and proud, bud.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So how do you track down your game when you're going? What are some tips for that?
Well, what you gotta do is just, I usually have my guide with me, or my buddy Owen here, and we get this new piece of equipment where we send out a drone, right? The drone is going out there, and he's looking over the landscape.
All the trees and stuff, right?
Yep. And that drone tells us where the animal is, and then we go to the animal, and then we lure it in with bait, like stuff that I can't really say. And then we set up the gun, and then we take the shot, man.
So these animals, they have pretty good noses, don't they? Mm-hmm. How do you get past that? Do you have anything that you use to sneak up on them?
Well, usually I find a pile of elephant poop, and then I get it all in my hands, and I wipe it all over my body. And then my buddy Andy, he does the same thing, but with probably hippo poop. And then we just run around out there acting like we're like prey for the tigers. Like we run around galloping like we're like antelope or something, like wounded. And so we'll start moaning and stuff, like running around in the open and stuff like that. And so then after all the tigers come, we, you know, we are in the poop, right? And we go to our stand. And while the tigers are wondering where the hell the antelope were at that was running around, we just take a couple shots at them, bud.
You can get usually, what, 3 or 4 tigers in one day of hunting?
You know, on a good day, I'd say about 13, somewhere around there, yeah.
So as this week's podcast comes to an end, we would like to thank our guest, Clayton Longinati, and all of our outdoorsmen out there. We hope that these helpful tips and tricks for our new hunters and fishermen were helpful in bringing in the big game. Tune in next week and join us in discussion on our new hunting safety laws with our surprise guest star. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Outdoor Sportsmen.